I want to share with you, Rabbi Say, you have a very special opportunity today that you don't have the rest of the year. Not only is it an opportunity for today, but I want to say, according to the Baal HaTanya, you have an opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah of Chayav Adam Liris Atzma, Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim. Today, it's very shaykh. You have the opportunity to be mekayim it on a higher madrega than you even have by the Seder by night. I'll explain to you what I mean. The Baal HaTanya says, I think it's in Perek Mem Dalet, right at the beginning. He says, B'chol dar v'dar, u'b'chol yoim v'yoim, chayiv odam liris az atzmoy, ki'ilu hayoim yotzom im Mitzrayim. He says, B'chol dar v'dar, u'b'chol yoim v'yoim, and every single day, chayiv odam liris az atzmoy, ki'ilu hu yotza hayoim mi Mitzrayim. I looked it up this morning. I'm not sure if it's Mem Zayin or not, but that's the Lashon. Because the first time I read it shook me. It's like, wow, every day? It's hard enough to feel like even Pesach by night, even what does it even mean? That a Pesach by night, we have to feel like we're leaving Mitzrayim. So now we got to every day feel like we're leaving Mitzrayim. We don't even know what is a Pesach by night. One time a year. So it was like, it blew my mind. But then you see in the Haggadah itself, because the Haggadah, we bring down the story of the Braisa, the Mishnah, about how you're allowed to, whether there's a chiv to say Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. Right? Ben Zoyma, is it every day? Is it Yilimais HaMashiach? And the Mefarshim asks the Kasha, what's it doing here? What's that doing here, Pesach night? There's a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every morning and every night. Fine. So what's it doing here, Pesach night? Pesach night, we have a separate mitzvah. We have a mitzvah Pesach by night to feel like we're leaving now. Every year, every night, every day, l'chor, we thought the pshat was that you have to remember. And Pesach by night is a new mitzvah. The mitzvah is you got to feel like you're going yourself. And that's why the Rambam and the Sfardim, they bring down and hug him. Different people, Rabbi Spivak, you could go to his class, he's giving it, I'm sure, when is it? Your father's giving when? He gave it already? Last week. You missed it. Too late. So you're not going to figure, you're not going to know how to do it with all the Hidurim. But Rabbi Spivak has a mahalach. Speak to Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm sure he could give you some of the fun details of how you could play it out. It's brought down from Rishonim. They used to go around with sacks on their back. Sfardim used to go around, walk around the Seder table with sacks on their back that looked like dough. They would take it and they'd walk around to make, you gotta feel it. You gotta show it. You gotta feel it. You gotta put on a gantz of ice over here. But what's it doing in the Haggadah? So according to the Baal HaTanya, it makes a lot of sense because it's not only a chiv, Rabbi Yisai. It's not only a chiv every night. It's not only a chiv every night. It's not only a chiv Pesach by night. It's a chiv every single day to feel like you're leaving Mitzrayim. So how do you, number one, how do you do it? And why am I saying that today you have a special, not because I saw some people smile when I started, it's because when you're leaving, it's like leaving yeshiva is like leaving Mitzrayim. That's not what I'm saying. That's not the pshat that I'm going to say. Because today's the last day of yeshiva, so now you get chayrus, so you can always feel like you're leaving Mitzrayim. No, that's not the pshat. Chas v'shalom. I want to share with you what I think the pshat is, the emes of pshat is. There's a fascinating and terrifying chayvus halvavus that I once saw. And he says, listen, it's going to shock you guys. Because when I saw it in the chayvus halvavus, it really shook me. It shook me to my core. The chayvus halvavus says, I forgot where it is, so people that are bekiyim or want to look it up, we'll have to try to find it today, have to try to look it up. That if your Yiddishkeit is dependent on the person next to you, it means you're serving Hashem. Why? You know, you like the, you want to daven a Shemoneh Esrei because the guy next to you is also davening a Shemoneh Esrei. So you also want to give a good shakel. Or you're doing it because of the impression you're going to get on other people. So he says that's worse than an Oved Avodah Zarah. And he gives seven reasons. I think it's seven ways. Because he says, you're not serving Hashem. You're serving another guy. You're a Baruch Atah Hashem. That's not so nice. We're supposed to be diving to HaKadosh Baruch. But if you're always worried about what everybody is saying around you, you're looking around, you're saying, how does it go? How does my Shemoneh Esrei look? So really what you're doing, this is what the Chavis Lavav says, you're saying, you're Avodas Hashem, you're serving the other guy. That's why when I tell you guys, tuck yourselves in, don't tuck yourselves in for me. That's Avodas Ara. I say, before davening, it says, Heichin Likras Elekecha Yisrael. You have to prepare yourself for Hashem, to serve Hashem. Not me, don't do it for me, that's Avodas Ara. And it's even worse, the Chavis Lavav says, than Avodas Ara. Why is it worse than Avodas Zarah? So he gives a bunch of reasons why it's worse. But one of the reasons why the Chavis Lavav says it's worse, he says it's because if a person's serving an idol, so that idol is a piece of wood, a piece of stone, whatever, a piece of gold. That piece of gold doesn't go against that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That piece of gold is a piece of gold. It's doing what it was made to do. It's just, it is what it is. But when you serve another human being, says the Chavis Lavav, you're serving someone, even Ein Tzadik Baratz Hashem Yasatoy V'Leyechta, even the greatest person in the world does Averis. So you're serving someone who goes against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you're even worse than David Avodah Zarah, says the Chavis Lavav. Is that unbelievable? Mamish unbelievable. Shook me. I was having a shmooze with some choshev talmidim about yeshiva, an opportunity you have today that you don't have the rest of the year. We know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Bnei Yom Lufum Tzara Agra," and I say this over many times. We have this opportunity really every seder, every time things get rough, we should crystallize in our minds the opportunity that we have. So the last minute of Seder, we all know, the last minute of Seder is harder than the rest of Seder. It's Pashat Azay. Right? Let's say, so night Seder ends, 8:45. So 8:44, you have a taiva to run out the door. That taiva to run out the door, and you know that 8:40, 8:42, 8:40, it gets harder and harder. But 8:44 already, you start to get really antsy. So Ben-Hei is saying that mitzvah, that minute, is worth more, it goes by the tsar, goes by how difficult it is. So that minute that you have, the last minute of night Seder, is worth in Shemayim as much as the whole night Seder. So why would you give that up? You just learned 44, you just learned an hour, you just learned 59 minutes. You learned 59 minutes already. So the 60th minute is worth as much as the whole 59. So why would you give that up? Lefum tsar adra. Doesn't make any sense. Same thing, the last day of the Zman. The last day of the Zman. What's it worth? Especially if you're saying to yourself, I know this yeshiva has off already, and that yeshiva has off already, and the other yeshiva has off already. Happens to be there are some yeshivas that don't have off. There are some yeshivas that don't have off yet. But nobody says that. Hey, why am I not like that yeshiva that gets off in a day or two? I haven't heard that once. Rebbe, I want to be like that yeshiva that has off on Tuesday. Why don't you do that? No, but wherever you're at, you're going to look. Maybe today I'll get some complaints. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it'll happen. Make a shechianu that never happened before. You're going to come and complain to me. I'll make a shechianu that I got such a complaint. Now we want to be like yeshiva X that has another day or two. If you're looking at the other guy, you're looking at the other yeshiva, you're looking at the other person who has been azmanim, that's Avodah Zarah. The Chavis Lavav says, that is Avodah Zarah. I'm not talking about a guy who says, I really can't be here. If a person honestly looks at himself and he says, listen, my mother needs me, my father needs me, my wife needs me, whatever it is, I can't be here today. I just can't. It's not possible. I'm too busy. I'm totally swamped with work for Pesach. I can't do it. So that guy should probably go to the Manal. The Manal will probably work it out with him. The guy really honestly can't be here. Or a guy could say, you know, listen, I have psychological problems. I can't be here. Because everybody else is out there, I got psychological problems. I know it's ridiculous. It makes no sense. Just because the guy next to me is not having yeshiva. So, well, I can't get over it. I can't afford a therapist. Go to the Manal. The Manal may give you the day off. I don't know. It's possible. I can't do it. But one thing I beg you not to do, not for me, I beg you not to do this for yourself. The roishim you make on another person, that's worse than anything you could do possibly in your whole life. If you can't handle something, so don't handle it. Person has a yetzer hara. A guy has a yetzer hara. So you have a yetzer hara. So like the Gemara says, you go b'chadri chadarim, you change your clothes, you run away, nobody should know what you're doing. And chas v'shalom, whatever Taisva says, either you do it, you don't, by the time you get there, you won't do it, whatever it is. But you're memayat aveira. Person who walks in, you go, Rebbe, I can't learn today. Why? Because that yeshiva has yeshiva. They're off already. You're like a destructive force. You're destroying it for everybody else. Why would you do that? Why would a guy do that? Stop. Go away. Run for the hills. Never any guys here today. I'm sure they have a good excuse, but maybe not. Don't be the guy who's ruining it for the other guy. Why would you do that? It's bad enough that you can't overcome your yetzara yourself. What do you have to schlep your whole shir into Gehenna with you for? Why would a guy do that? It's so illogical. It makes no sense. I want to share with you the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya says, when do we leave Mitzrayim every single day? When do we leave Mitzrayim every single day? The Baal HaTanya says, we leave Mitzrayim every single day when we're Makabal Omachal Shemayim and we say the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's when we leave Mitzrayim. Every day we leave Mitzrayim when we're Makabal Omachal Shemayim. What's he talking about? Because a person who realizes that all you have is to serve Hashem, that's it. It's not about the guy next to you, it's not the guy in the yeshiva down the block. Everything is irrelevant. It's about you and Hashem. And you're going to have to answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of the day. It's nothing to do with the guy in the yeshiva down the block or the guy next to you or anybody else. Every single part of your Avodas Hashem is personal between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you make a decision to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are free. And that's what we got in Mitzrayim. That ability to blank out the entire world and be mechaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Literally, to attach ourselves to Hashem. When we do a mitzvah, we forget about everybody else and everybody else's excuses and everybody else's kindness and everybody else's everything. It's just you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We close our eyes and we say, Hashem, it's me and you. And that's it. Nobody else makes a difference. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, it's just going to be... the dintara that we're all going to give to Hashem at the end of the day is just between us and Hashem. The 500 guys or 1,000 guys that are not in yeshiva today, they're not going to be with you in the Olam HaEmes. When Hashem asks you, could you really not have learned today? Really? You're so busy helping your mother, you couldn't learn this morning? You couldn't give it all you got today? The 1,000 guys that are not, or 10,000 guys, or whoever it is, are not in yeshiva, they're not going to be there with you. You got to answer that question. Nobody else. Nobody's going to be there to help you. Just between you and Hashem. That's why we cover our eyes. It's just you and Hashem. Now answer the question. Could you learn today with a bren? Really, can you learn one more morning with a bren? Can you give it all you have today? Answer that question. Yes or no? If the answer is no, so get out of here. Go. And if the answer is yes, give it all you have. And you'll get as much schar today as you got the entire zman. Today you have an opportunity to chaperayim. It's possible. I don't know. I'm not upstairs. But it goes by how hard it is. And today it's a hard day. It's the last day. The sun is shining. There are so many mafriim that thousands of yeshiva bachur are not having yeshiva today. But you're going to say, no, today I'm going to give it every ounce of koiches I have. Could be you'll get the schar of the entire year this morning. And if a guy, could you imagine a guy wasted the entire zman? So today he says, you know something? Today I'm going to give it all I got. He'll get as much schar as the other guy. You say, that's not fair. Okay, it's not fair. The Gemara tells us there were people, they spent their whole lives not serving Hashem. In the last minute, they got their chelik in Olam Haba. Go figure it out. We don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's possible. So when you have that feeling of going, oh, I can't do it, cover your eyes and say to yourself, really? It's between me and Hashem now. No baloney. Can I learn this morning? And when you do that, you're leaving Mitzrayim. That's how you leave Mitzrayim, says the Baal HaTanya. And really you have to take this lesson with you for the rest of Bein HaZmanim. Because you could think, people end up in situations. The reason why we have Bahab, we don't really do it here in Yeshiva anymore, but the reason why there was such a thing as Bahab is because Chazal understood that you end up, Bein HaZmanim, people end up in places over Yom Tov. People end up doing things that they shouldn't necessarily do. They see things they shouldn't see. And that's why there's a tainus set up for after Yom Tov. Yiddishkeit is that way. We set up a matziv. You have a couple of weeks off. You spend it with your family. And that's l'chatchila. That's what we want. That's what the Torah wanted. But the Torah also knew. You end up, you're with your family and your cousins. You may do something. You're probably going to do something you shouldn't do. So we'll set up a tainus for those things that you shouldn't have done. Yiddishkeit is very interesting. But as you walk in Chalamoid, maybe you're in a place you shouldn't go. Maybe you're in a place you shouldn't go. But you say to yourself, not in a place you shouldn't go, that's all. I'm not talking about who knows what. I'm saying, but in a place where it's normal to go. And suddenly you see something. But you avert your eyes. That's leaving Mitzrayim. You have an opportunity to leave Mitzrayim right then, in that minute. You don't have to just leave Mitzrayim one time a year. Every time you say to yourself, no, I'm not going to do what everyone else is doing. I'm not going to be a frum yid just because the guy next to me is doing it. Nobody knows if you looked at that thing or you didn't look at that thing. Nobody in the world knows. It's between you and Hashem. You're the only ones who know. You just left Mitzrayim. Because you said, I'm a free man. I don't have to go where everyone else is going. I don't have to follow my Yetzirah. I don't have to be just another person in the crowd. I could be different. It's between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I could be different. I just want to give everyone a bracha, Be'ez Hashem, that we should use today and the rest of Bein HaZmanim. We should talk every morning, make sure that we're from the people that V'gisa B'yom V'layla, we set a Seder in the morning, we set a Seder at night, a day shouldn't go by in Bein HaZmanim. We don't have a kvias in learning. Everyone should have a kvias in learning. Whatever it is, everyone knows themselves what they could do, how much time they could put in, and do whatever they can. And every single time we use our time productively and we say no, and we don't just follow the crowd and do what everyone else is doing, that's a way of us showing that we have true chayrus. And that's every day how we could show that we're leaving Mitzrayim. Here's what we see.